It's hour number four of this week's Blues Before Sunrise, a Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing, and this hour we're down in the alley, and it's the 1960s in Chicago. We're going to listen to four great blues guitarists from 1960s Chicago: Freddie King, Otis Rush, Magic Sam, and Earl Hooker. Let's start off with Freddie King.
We'll be right back.
All right, Freddie King, there's a handful from Freddie. We started out with Surf Monkey from September 1963, then Sensation from April of 1961, a slow piece called Freddie's Midnight Dream from August 1964, and then an extended piece that we just finished from September 1963 called Low Tide, and they were all recorded for the King label. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. We got through with Freddie King. What do you say we pick up some sides by Otis Rush?
I can feel your tender lips. Make me feel alright. Keep on loving me, baby. Keep on loving me, baby. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah.
Love, pretty baby, I have in store for you.
Otis Rush. And these are Otis, not the Cobra label recordings, but things that he did for the Chess Brothers. And my guess is Willie Dixon and Lafayette Leak are here. So this is probably a Willie Dixon production. And he just took them from over at Eli's over to the Chess Brothers. We had So Many Roads from January 1960. Also two more, I'm Satisfied and All Your Love, all from January 1960. Again, the rhythm section, Willie Dixon bass, Odie Payne drums, Matt Murphy on a second guitar, Otis Rush on the lead guitar, and Bob Neely on a tenor sax. And then from a session in September of 1960, probably the same people, and You Know My Love, Otis Rush on guitar and vocal. Just now joining us, it's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. We're down in the alley this hour, and I decided to make it very simple. We're playing at least four hands worth of great guitar players from Chicago in the 1960s. We've done Freddie King. We just did Otis Rush. How about another guy from the West Side? It's Samuel Magic, known as Magic Sam. These are sides from one of his regular gigs at Silvio's on Lake Street back in 1966.
Just like a fish, the way I keep going for your mind. don't wanna be my friend. You 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 don't wanna be my friend.
Thank you.
Magic Sam, live at Silvio's back in 1966. Four Sides, Just Like a Fish, I've Been Down So Long, Backstroke, I think you got that from Albert Collins, right? And then All of Your Love, and boy, he had that tremolo sweating, didn't he? Great sound, West Side Sound, Magic Sam on guitar. Hey, we've got one more guitar player who will come close to taking us out of the hour, calling on Earl Hooker. And we can thank Dick Sherman for these, at least two of them. Dick was in town before he lived here in the Chicago area. He was coming out from the West Coast and brought his reel-to-reel tape recorder and got Earl Hooker at a gig, I think it was at Teresa's, if I'm not mistaken, a couple of extended pieces. Sandwiched in between, we have a side from 1969. That was July 1969. It was a studio recording done in California. But it's three sides by Earl Hooker. It's our fourth and final guitar player in our special this hour. Thank you.
Thank you. Baby, don't care what she do, you know, crying ain't gonna help her. No, darling, crying ain't gonna help you. You know, crying ain't gonna help you, my little girl, 'cause you've been so mean to me. Yes, you really have. You know how it feels, ladies and gentlemen, to be hurt, don't you? When it's someone that you really love, you know. Get a girl all my money. Bought a home, a big Cadillac and everything. And yeah, I still got to mess around. You know what I mean? Hello, baby. So you finally made up your mind to call me. You finally made up your mind to call me. I know you was new lover. Anyone done the thing that I've done for you? Yeah, I want to tell you, yeah, yeah. You left me like a lonely boy. Yeah, you took all my money and my love, and yeah, yeah. And you messed me around. If you wanna be with me, my darling, why don't you please tell me what you're gonna do? Tell me right now, honey, before I hang up on you. All right. Lord have mercy. Better hurry up, darling. Three more minutes now. You need 3 minutes, baby, to make up your mind. Don't know what you're gonna do. Cause it's getting dark and the moon is going down again. Baby finally came through. That's like I really know that she would. Yeah, my baby, she came through. Just like I know that she would. The sun can go on down, and I don't have to worry about a thing.
Yeah, Earl Hooker singing from July 1969. The Moon is Rising was done out in the West Coast. Let's see, it was Earl on guitar and vocal, it was Lewis Myers on harmonica, rocker Steve Miller on piano, Gino Skaggs on bass, Bobby Johnson on the drums, and The Moon is Rising, July 1969. Before that, we heard Earl Hooker live at Teresa's in Chicago and Dust My Broom. Earl on guitar, Eddie Taylor's second guitar, Dave Myers on bass, and Arthur Jackson, the Dog Man, on the drums. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this hour of blues guitar from Chicago in the 1960s. We're going to wrap it up with one more from Earl, and we'll go back to Teresa's September 1969. Again, Earl, lead guitar, Eddie second guitar, Eddie Taylor, Dave Myers bass, Dogman on the drums. They call this Swinging at Teresa's, and we'll see you back again here, the fifth and final hour. Thank you.
Thank you.